horse come down a kind of a slope thing and run right square, and it just got up on top of his windshield, and the horse died. It hurt him some way, but the horse died.
Uh-huh.
And everybody knew, the neighbors knew whose horse it was, but everybody just they never did know whose horse it was. And of course, that's the end of it. He lost his horse, but it's better that than to have to pay a lot.
Oh, yes.
And it didn't bother, it didn't hurt Bobby's car a bit. It didn't tear it up or nothing. But now, if it had of, and he'd have pushed it, he could have just really ruined that man for letting it out on the highway, don't you see? Oh, yes, that's a law right now. You can take a drove of cattle, and if you're crossing the road, you've got to have guards and flags and stuff to stop them a certain way each way till they get them across. Because if they happen to run into one of them and tear up a car or hurt somebody, well, you'd be the one that had to pay the cost. And it's that way. But it's funny. Of course, the neighbors stick together on that. They don't have nobody ever holler.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was an accident. He didn't let the horse out a purpose. But you know, sometimes when it get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It get out or something or other. And it's pitiful to have to be out all that. And,
uh-huh.
And it don't hurt. Don't make nobody
uh-huh.
nothing. And of course, now if he tore his car up or something like that,
yeah,
well, it might be different. But
yeah.
I don't believe I know of an accident like that that's been around here. That did. Everybody just didn't know whose horse it was, and so we just went by. But
this next part has to do with expressions that people might use, you know, in certain situations, things that you say. And like if you go to somebody's house and you knock on the door and nobody answers, somebody might say, "Did you find him?" You'd say, "No, he's not.
He's not here."
Yeah, or in using the word home in that expression, you might say, "No, he's not.
Not at home."
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, he's not at home.
That's what I mean. And now, you know, when there are two ways of drinking coffee, and if you're having milk in it, you say, "Well, I like my coffee
with cream in it."
Uh-huh. And then if you don't want anything, you say, "I like my coffee
black."
Yeah, and then if a person went to town, for example, and saw somebody they hadn't seen in a long time, they might say, "Well, guess who I ran
into?"
And then, "You're so good at this." You catch right on all this.
This old slang, I was raised on it. What do you think?
And then your son was named the same name as your brother, for example, you'd say that you named that son in reference to giving him the same name as your brother. You'd say, "Well, I named my son
after my brother."
Yeah,
after my brother.
And if a person was going to town or something, and they didn't want to go alone, they might say, "Hey, come on and go
with
us." Yeah. And then if a person's not going away from you, you say they're coming
to me.
And
toward me, or
uh-huh,
to
something
me.
Like that.
Toward me.
Now this next section has to do with animals of various and sundry kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people were going hunting, they'd have to take along the men, you know, they'd want to take along a good hound or something.
Oh.
They'd say they need a good hunting.
Yeah, a good hunting dog.
Uh-huh. And then, I don't know if you ever heard anybody do this, but if they wanted their dog to, like, attack a person or to attack
yeah.
their dog,
uh-huh.
what would they say to them? They'd say,
I don't know what I could answer that.